I sort of was allowed to find my way around to begin with. I started working on the theory of the point contact transistor, and I was put in a department with Earl Thomas, who was from MIT Lincoln Labs on one-year assignment. And we were supposed to be in high-frequency transistors, so we ordered up P-type point contacts and gave them to Don Thomas. And he set up a little sweeper setup for testing things up to 100 megahertz. On P-type, and you're satisfied with an alpha of 1.1, but you still got gain. So it was lower gain, but it went to higher frequencies. That's a part of the refrain in many, many parts of semiconductors. The point contact transistor was good enough to prove that if that was all there was in the world, it would be worthwhile anyway.